morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. That is the music, the theme from one of my top five movies of all time. Of all time ever made. One of my top five favorite films of all time. It's from John Ford's The Searchers, which is a masterpiece. And the reason we're playing that is because Matthew Hoffman is going to join us, and the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, which he programs, is going to be hosting a special 60th anniversary screening of The Searchers on the big screen at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. And parkridgeclassicfilm.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page. It's going to be Thursday, September 15th. And in fact, there's going to be two showings. There'll be a 2 p.m. matinee and then a 7 o'clock showing. And at the 7 o'clock showing on Thursday night, there's going to be all kinds of special stuff along with it. But here to discuss the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series and more is our good friend Matthew Hoffman. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Nick. Great to be back on. I hope you had a wonderful summer.
Had a great summer. Had a really great summer. Really terrific.
How could it not be great with the Chicago Cubs?
Oh, man. Right. It's just ridiculous.
I know.
It's totally ridiculous. Okay, so tell everybody about the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series and how long you've been involved and all that good stuff.
Well, I've been involved with the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series since about 2013. It's kind of a offshoot from what I started at the Park Ridge Public Library, which was it's a spring film series that I do each year. And it was so successful that the Pickwick Theater asked me to start a monthly program for them. So since 2003, we've been doing monthly screenings, except during the summer. And, you know, we've been averaging about 500 people for a show, and we've been just getting great audience reaction. You know, at the library, I kind of tend to show lesser-known films. I'll develop certain themes like pre-code Hollywood or Legends of Laughter, Art Deco, and I look for lesser-known films. But at the Pickwick Theater, I show some of the, you know, the recognized classics, you know, the films that would look, you know, spectacular on a big screen, you know, the films that are going to bring in, you know, these huge crowds. And so far, you know, we great reaction, and we just appreciate all the support that we've been getting from, you know, you and just our fans and stuff. So
it's really encouraging to hear that so many people show up to these screenings, because, you know, going to a movie, and we've talked about this before, Matthew, going to a movie nowadays and what it was like in the old days, you know, it's completely different.
Yeah.
And to try and recreate that, you know, to pay tribute to that is really important, I think.
Yeah, you know, and what I try and do is make every show an event. You know, it's not just showing it in, you know, a historic theater like the Pickwick on a big screen, but just, you know, have fun with it and do everything that we can to make the evening memorable for everyone who comes. You know, that entails special guests or maybe dressing up or having collectible, you know, programs that we pass out. You know, anything that can sort of, you know, harken back to those days when movies were, you know, a spectacle.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, back in the day, people would dress up to go to movies. Like, it was a big deal. You would dress up and go to a movie and then see it in the big, beautiful screen. And the Pickwick is one of the most beautiful theaters in the Chicago area. There's no question about it. You're very lucky to be able to show movies in that place. Before we get into the next event, which is The Searchers, and we'll talk all about that movie, which, like I mentioned, Matthew, is one of my
top five
of all time.
Uh-huh.
Of all time. In my opinion, best Western ever made.
I agree.
And let's talk a little bit about your previous events, some of the stuff that you've done in the past. You've been very successful with a lot of really cool events.
Yeah. Like last season, we actually opened with a Hitchcock film, North by Northwest. We did a 50th anniversary of Thunderball. We showed The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. We did a 50th anniversary of that film. So we kind of sort of tend towards lean towards anniversary screenings, you know, if something kind of ties in. But, you know, it's fun to show some of the recognized classics, you know, obviously The Searchers. But, you know, in the upcoming season, like for like Valentine's Day, I like to show Hitchcock's Vertigo. You know, things that are just going to look, you know, spectacular on the big screen.
Yeah, yeah.
In the past, you know, that's what I've been looking to. Just the films that, if I was a fan sitting down there in the audience, what would I like to see on the
right,
big screen?
Right.
You know, and
well, I got to say, I hosted a screening of The Searchers a few years ago for my film club at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont, and it was just amazing to see on the big screen. I mean, just so gorgeous and so beautiful.
And I think it's considered one of the best DCP restorations out there.
Well, I can say from personal experience, screening it on the DCP with DCP at my film club a couple of years ago at Movieco was, I mean, extraordinarily beautiful to look at. It was exquisite on the big screen, and in a movie that needs to be seen on the big screen.
I mean, it was shot in that beautiful VistaVision, you know, the widescreen process in the 1950s, and you know, to see it on a big screen, I mean, you can't beat it.
No, I agree with you. I can't believe it's been 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Man, 60 years screening of The Searchers, and it's the Thursday, September 15th. So let's talk a little bit about The Searchers and the movie. John Ford directed it. I think one of it's my favorite John Ford movie. It's my favorite Western. It's my favorite John Wayne performance. All that stuff combined into one film.
Exactly. You know, I couldn't agree more. I feel it is, you know, his greatest Western. I think it was like his, at this point in his career, I think it was like his 115th film.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was Wayne's best performance. Of course, John Ford's Stagecoach made John Wayne a star, but Howard Hawks' Red River kind of made him an actor.
Right.
And The Searchers really shows, you know, how good an actor John Wayne was. You know, people who might say, well, Wayne was just playing himself. But when you see a film like The Searchers and just his intensity and the sort of psychological realism that you see in this film, I mean, he gives a absolutely outstanding
performance. It's a dark character. He's playing a very, very dark character in this movie and an anti-hero. It's one of the times when it's not the only time he ever did it, but it was one of the times where John Wayne didn't play the straight up white hat wearing good guy.
Sure,
there are deep flaws in this character.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's the Jeffrey Hunter character is more the hero, but you know, back in the 1950s, of course, everyone was going to see John Wayne as, you know, the hero, the one that they're going to relate to. But
right,
when you look at it, I mean, he's, you know, it's really a story of vengeance. You know,
yep,
he's on this mission of vengeance, and he's got this intensity like Ahab from Moby Dick, you know, and it's just, it's at times very disturbing.
It is, absolutely. And I will say this, when they come across, there's a scene in the film, one of the darkest moments in the entire movie is when they come across the dead body of an Indian. And what John Wayne does to that body. And it's extraordinarily dark. I mean, just really. And to this day, packs a wallop when you see it to this day.
Yeah. I mean, pretty potent stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. So this is The Searchers. And you're doing a 2 o'clock matinee. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about what's going to happen on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Lots of extra stuff. Like you said, Matthew, not only do you show great classic films in a beautiful theater on the big screen, but you try to make it an event. Tell me about some of the things that are going to be happening at your Searcher screening.
Well, probably most importantly, you know, to show a great film is one thing, but to actually have a star from that film guest, that's really a unique experience for the community. And we're going to have Lana Wood. Of course, Lana Wood is the younger sister of Natalie Wood, who also appears in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Lana Wood plays the young Debbie Edwards in the film. I think this was like her first film role.
I think so, yeah.
Of course, a lot of fans would recognize her in later years as Plenty O'Toole in the Diamonds Are Forever James Bond film.
That's right.
I think.
By the way, Matthew, first Bond movie I ever saw in the theater.
Really?
Was Diamonds Are Forever. So Lana Wood has a very special spot in my heart. That's the first Bond movie I ever saw in the theater. Woods Theater downtown in the Loop. My parents and I. I'll never forget it. And I had a massive crush on Lana Wood.
Right. Yeah, 1971.
Yep.
I think she appeared in Playboy just before that film. Yeah, like 1970. But. You know, and she's got some great stories of working with John Wayne and, of course, John Ford. But, you know, she's known so many people in the industry from, you know, David Niven, Judy Garland, Olivier, Connery, of course, John Wayne. And she's going to be on stage. We're going to do an interview with her. She's going to tell us some of these stories about working in Hollywood. She's going to be meeting with fans before and after the show.
That's great.
But, yeah, you know, just to have a star from one of the greatest films of all time, that to me is what really made it really.
No, it's really awesome. That's just awesome. Lana Wood, who's one of the stars of the movie, is going to be there.
And also we've got at 6:30, Jay Warren returns.
Our old friend Jay Warren.
Yes. Yeah. Jay Warren is back to perform the prelude music at 6:30. We're going to have special programs that we're going to be passing out. We got a special written contribution from Scott Iman, who...
I've had on the show. I've had Scott Iman on the show, yep.
Yeah, did some wonderful biographies on John Ford, Print the Legend, of course, and on John Wayne. So he took some time to send us a little something. So I thought that was pretty cool. And, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be... really, you know, Lana Wood, you know.
Yeah. I can tell you're very excited about Lana Wood coming to the theater. That's great. Okay, listen, Matthew, hang on, okay?
Okay.
We're going to talk more about Searchers. We're going to talk more about the movie. We'll talk more about the event on Thursday. If you can't make it Thursday night, there's a special matinee on Thursday afternoon that you can go to. We'll tell you all about that. And then maybe we will definitely talk about the Park Ridge Library series that that Matthew does. Again, Matthew Hoffman is with us. ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com is the website. This Thursday night, September 15th, one of the greatest movies ever made. Like I said, I think the best Western ever made, John Wayne's best performance, and in my top five movies of all time is The Searchers. And to see it on the big screen is a spectacular experience, and Lana Wood is going to be there as well. All right, more to talk about with Matthew right after we take this break on 720 WGN. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trim Tower. That, again, is music from The Searchers, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's being screened for the 60th anniversary screening at the Pickwick Theater this Thursday, September 15th. And it's going to be beautiful to see on the big screen. And on top of that, Lana Wood, one of the stars of the movie, is going to be there. And a Bond girl, so we're going to tell you about that. She's going to be there as well, and lots of other really cool stuff happening. We'll give you more details on that. Matthew Hoffman is the programmer of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, and he's going to be your host as well that evening on the 15th. So you are doing – this is kind of unusual, Matthew. You are doing a 2 o'clock matinee that day.
Yeah, you know, in the past, a lot of fans, like more the seniors, would come up to me and say, you know, they didn't want to stay out so late, and, you know, they wish they could come earlier in the day. So this is, since we're not going to have a senior price in the evening anymore, we're going to have the 2 p.m. matinee. All seats are $6. And this way, a lot of the people who, you know, would prefer not to be out, you know, 10 o'clock at night, you know, could come to the show. So I think for the people in the community, you know, it's another option.
Yeah. All right. That's great. I think that's a great idea. The 7 o'clock is Lana Wood's going to be at the 7 o'clock screening only.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
All the bells and whistles will always be for the evening show.
Okay. So it's a $6 matinee screening. Of the film only, and that's only $6. And it's $10 to see the movie on the big screen at 7 o'clock with an $8 advance. You can get tickets for $8 in advance.
Correct. You could either get the tickets before the day of the show at the main theater box office or online at the PickwickTheater.com website.
Right. Okay, and that's it's going to be so great. And again, having seen Searchers on the big screen, I saw the Searchers on the big screen. I've been lucky enough to see it twice. Back in 98,
okay,
there was the 50th anniversary of Warner Brothers, and the Fine Arts Theater downtown, when the Fine Arts Theater was still around. For 2 weeks, they did a decade-by-decade tribute to the movies from that studio.
Oh, wow.
And on the week that they did the 50s, The Searchers was shown. And I saw it on the big screen for the first time, and that was back in 1998. I had seen it on TV a million times, but yeah. I'd never seen it on the big screen. Then I saw it in 98, and then a couple of years ago when I screened it. And it's just have you ever seen it on the big screen?
I've never seen it on the big screen. I've seen John Ford's other Calvary pictures on film projected on the big screen, but The Searchers I've never seen, so that's why another reason I'm looking forward to this screening. And actually, it was our old friend Scott Marks over at Columbia College who sort of introduced me to John Ford's westerns and really got me, you know, appreciating those films. So, this is really a remarkable achievement. You know, and we talk about over and over again how good it's going to be on the big screen, but for people not familiar with the film, I mean, just the grandeur of Monument Valley.
Oh, yeah.
I think there was like Ford's fifth film that he made there, and how beautiful that looks, and you know, with the VistaVision and the detail of the images.
It's really funny because it's awesome because my friend Colin Suter, who reviews movies here on my show, just did a road trip and drove across, and he went to Monument Valley.
Oh, wow.
And he took pictures of him. You know, he had pictures taken of himself at some of the locations that are used in those classic westerns that are used specifically in The Searchers. Such a great trip. And I do want to mention this before we start talking about what you're planning to do for the Parkridge Library series.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to mention one of the greatest opening and closing shots in film history.
Yes.
The closing shot in particular. The closing shot of The Searchers is incredibly powerful, incredibly beautiful, and also thematically wraps up the entire movie.
Yeah.
Such.
It's a wonderful way how it bookends the film. You see, you know, how the film opens, you know, in movement with an arrival, and
right,
and you know, it just kind of captures, you know, the loneliness of Ethan Edwards.
Absolutely.
Character.
Yeah, the final shot is amazing. One of the greatest final shots in film history.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, September 15th marks the 35th anniversary of the Pickwick Theater under the current manager.
Correct.
Management team, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about the Pickwick Theater, you know, I haven't really commented on this, but, you know, unlike some of these theaters that are out there who get, who make the news for the wrong reasons, I really got to give a shout out to Dino Vlahakis and the Vlahakis family, because they've got a very clean family business. They do a lot for the community, and it's just a really wonderful theater to work for.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm
and I've had members of the family on the show in the past.
Sure.
To talk about it. It's really cool. All right, let's talk a little bit about the pick. You mentioned the Park Ridge Library screenings that you do. Tell us a little bit about, are you starting to plan what's coming up? I know you got a little ways.
I got it all planned.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah, well, we're going to start off in March 2017. It'll be our ninth season. I'm going to be doing a series called Movies About Movies.
Oh, great.
And it's a series that I had projected for Scott Marks over at the LaSalle Bank, but there's going to be a lot of films that are going to be sort of my own discoveries that I'm going to be working in. Of course, we're going to work in some of the big films that I'm going to show at the Pickwick, you know, Sunset Boulevard, Singing in the Rain. But at the library, I'll be working in some titles that people might not have heard of, like It Happened in Hollywood with Richard Dix and Faye Ray, which I think was written by Sam Fuller, and Show People, which is a silent movie, and The Bad and the Beautiful, which is a little bit better known with Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, that's a great movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great film.
In a Lonely Place, Humphrey Bogart.
Another great movie.
Yeah. We've got some great stuff coming up in the spring. So that's not going to start till March.
That's in March.
Run through the end of May.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Movies About Movies.
The Movies About Movies, that's going to be the theme. So the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, when you're going to have the special programs that people can take home at 7 o'clock screening of The Searchers, It's going to announce the October show.
Yeah. I could, you know what? I might as well just give it
to you. It's up to you. If you don't want to, I understand. But
No. I'm going to show Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yes!
It's a film I've never shown theatrically. And we're going to do some fun stuff to make it really enjoyable.
Perfect. That's perfect. Creature from the Black Lagoon for October. Well, thank you for that exclusive, Matthew. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah, it's funny because I just last week, I did my screening of Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
And had a really great turnout for that. And everybody is very excited because in October, as you know, as normally when you try to program something for October movie-wise, it's usually a horror movie.
Sure.
So I'm doing the original Exorcist.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll have you on, obviously, before the screening of Creature from the Black Lagoon. But again, I just want to mention this is a great thing. 60th anniversary screening of The Searchers, one of the greatest movies ever made, the best Western ever made, on the big screen at the Pickwick Theater. $8 in advance, only $10 at the door. And if you want to go to the matinee screening at 2:00, it's only $6 for the matinee screening of one of the greatest films ever made. And again, live, actress Lana Wood, who is a star of the movie, she will be there live. Jay Warren is going to do prelude music. There's going to be a special program that you can keep with a special written introduction by Scott Eyman, and it's just going to be a great night all the way around. All right, Matthew, thanks. You know, I really support what you do, and anytime you got something new coming up, just let us know, and you're on the show.
I will. Thank you, Nick.
Okay, Matthew, take care. Matthew Hoffman, keeping the spirit and the experience of old-time movie going alive at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. All right, and we have a link on our Facebook page to all the information. So my thanks to Matthew. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.